My name is Mike Matthews, and hello to you. I am the host of the longest-running self-produced daily podcast by a guy named Mike in the land of Ameritopica here at the last place on Earth, the cafe anyway, somewhere in Podcaster Valley. It is Mike's Daily Podcast, and it is episode 3105, 3105. Oh, renting your closet has become a booming business. The age of side hustles and social media savvy has brought us the rise of Pickle. Pickle has 200,000 items and 2,000 brands. Why buy when you can rent fashion in Manhattan? One in four women aged 13 to 35 use this service in Manhattan. Actually, my lovely lady friend was one of these ladies in the ages between 18 and 35. I think she was in her 20s. She lived in Manhattan. It is a thing. It draws a lot of women. A lot of young women love to be in Manhattan. I don't know if it's the Sex in the City or what was that other one? Not One Tree Hill, but the Gossip Girl and all this other stuff that takes place in New York. Doesn't it take place in New York? And they're just drawn to this huge city, the Big Apple, the biggest city of all the cities in Manhattan. It's so glamorous looking. So somehow, and they're all on YouTube, which makes no sense, because wouldn't you be, when you're in this city, in the heart of the city of the Big Apple, wouldn't you be out and exploring and hanging out with your friends? Nope, they're watching YouTube. Even them, they are watching YouTube or TikTok. And they're finding out about this thing called Pickle. Fashion bloggers realized they were sitting on an untapped gold mine. Their closets. Instead of buying clothes to wear, many are now buying to rent. Pickle's top 10 lenders earned an average of $3,200 a month. Rentals, which are typically listed at 10% to 20% of the original retail price. Yes, you could have just bought it, dummy. Pickle takes 20%. They take a cut of 20%, a 20% cut of these transactions in their app. If you have the app, do me a favor and delete it now. Delete it now and don't be as obsessed as you are with clothes. Stop it, walk away, it's okay. Many a smart person has gotten hooked on clothes and fashion. And as you will see from the video, I am not in any way fashion adjacent. So I know nothing about fashion, but I do know about wasting money on frivolous things. And 35% of transactions, Pickle gets a 35% cut of the transactions that are done in their in-person shop. Yes, they have in-person shops. They're in Miami, Los Angeles, Chicago, Dallas, and oh my gosh, San Francisco, not too far away from Podcaster Valley. There have been major spikes in rentals. That happens. Guess what? Around events where people are going to be with friends or they're going to social media the heck out of themselves at events like Coachella or Fashion Week or anywhere, New Year's Eve, especially in New York City. Fashion Week, Valentine's Day. I said Fashion Week twice, didn't I? Well, it bears without repeating, but I did repeat it. Valentine's Day. Ooh, look how cute I look for Valentine's Day. And of course, Halloween. Christmas nowhere on this list, apparently. Sustainability is the focus. Apparently, renting reduces fashion waste, but then you're also shipping it, which, hey, that takes energy and fuel and gas. So fossil fuels being burnt. Oh, but we only use electric trucks. Well, it takes coal to make that electricity a lot of times. So I don't know, this renting, anything with the word rental in it, car rental, ski rental, fashion rentals, closet rentals, whatever, all are ridiculous to me. Sometimes it's necessary. Sometimes you got to rent a car because you don't trust your car to get you all the way up to Shasta. But hey, let's see. How it works is you browse the listings, you select the dates you want them, You choose a start and end date rental period. I bet there are definitely late fees if you forget to rent it or return the rental. Typically 4 to 7 days is what they allow you. You know, I like to rent boats. I do not want to own a boat. It costs a lot of money to own a boat. So to rent a boat when I just want to be on the water for an hour or two, that makes sense to me. That's about $30 I have found lately here in the Bay Area. Even in the Bay Area, $30 seems kind of low. Once upon a time it was maybe $10, but still. Delivery, and cheaper, I know. There is same-day courier delivery. So this is what's hooking a lot of people, same day. And the return process is you return via that same courier, that same delivery service, or you do a prepaid shipping, and I'm sure that makes it even more easy for folks. And I got to keep my lovely lady friend away from doing this kind of thing, because I bet she'd be very... She already did Stitch Fix for a while. And they sent her a lot of little clothing bags, that like little totes that the clothes came in. They said, keep the tote. So she kept all these totes. She was actually going to throw away some of the totes. I said, no, I'll take the totes. The goats. Hey, time to go into cafe anyway. Let me get the door for you. Cafe.
Oh,
that's terrible.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
I'm Mike Matthews. Welcome to Mike's Daily Podcast. Somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Ameritopica. Hey, I'm using a slightly different mic.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
You may not notice, and I don't know if I should have brought that up. But my name is Mike, and I like to ask questions like, what's up? It's episode 3105, 3105. I can't tell you, I have run out of lyrics for this song here at Cafe Anyway.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Somewhere in Podcastro Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Ameritopica. If you see the video, there is
Mike's
a plant
Daily
growing on top
podcast
of my bald head.
Yeah.
Plants love bald heads. I want you to remember that. Put that on a t-shirt. Remember it for always, because it is true. And you can see that video if you go to my website, mikesdailypodcast.com. Just look for that interesting picture of myself wearing a green kind of army jacket thing with a cool shirt. And I'm talking in front of a microphone, and it's very mysterious and odd and postmodern. And I want you to go and click on that, because it'll take you to my Facebook page. And that's where I got the video stuff. I don't put it on YouTube. I can't. I don't got 1,000 followers. What's that? Who has time to track down and capture 1,000 followers? No. I instead turn my attention to summertime barbecuing. Burnt ends and burnt wallets. I had never heard of burnt ends until I moved to California, back to California in 2009, and we were sitting at a barbecue place in Livermore. And they said, on the menu, we got burnt ends. And I said, oh, what's that? And they said, it is exactly what the title implies. And I had it, and I was, oh, this is pretty good. Why does it cost $35? Even then, in 2009, crazy prices. But my point is, I have a podcast picture.
And here's today's podcast picture.
Every once in a while, I need to have a podcast picture of myself. This is after my lovely lady friend and I were hanging out at a brewery in San Leandro, which is a satellite brewery of another one, and it's very complicated. And I don't drink beers very often, but we decided to celebrate on a Saturday, conquering AT&T, finally getting them out of our house, even though we still have cell phones that got AT&T on them. But the fiber, the Wi-Fi, the internet, the fiber optics, whatever they call it now. The late great Basil the Boxer didn't know about fiber optics. We didn't have it available at the house when he was around. But I'm sure he would not have been happy with how AT&T treated us, because the fiber went out. We were out of no internet for 6 days, no explanation, no update on where we were, what progress was being taken, nothing. And so finally, we just said, enough. and we went to Sonic. Meantime, I did complain to the Better Business Bureau. AT&T immediately got back to me the next day. The next day. Not like the next minute, but the next day.
Chowder.
Because they were busy eating chowder. Apparently, I'm guessing. And they said, oh, we'll get the internet back. And they did. The internet was back in an hour after they did get back to me. But by then, the damage had been done. Oh, and even though it came back, it suddenly went out when we needed it on Saturday. And then it went out when we needed it on the last day that we had
Mike,
it.
You want to join in on this conversation? You can
yes,
join in.
I would love to join in. Is it the conversation about how much I hate AT&T? And there is no love lost about AT&T with anyone else I've discussed this issue with else. So I just want to sum up by saying burnt ends and burnt wallets. AT&T burnt our wallet.
All I want to do is sit on a couch and eat corn chips.
And you can't do that without internet, it appears. Oh my gosh. Stop everything. I forgot to mention that the... Oh, no, I did say it was episode 3105. Somebody said to me today, that is a lot of episodes. Oh, wait, you started in 2009. Okay, that makes sense. Well, yeah, actually more. But yeah, it was 2009. I mean, technically late 2008. But anyway, that's everybody else has started podcasting when COVID happened. So I'm definitely OG-er than all of you all. Original guy, not gangster. I'm no way a gangster, so I don't believe in gangsters. I don't think you should dilly-dilly with that at all. But back to barbecues and all that. Hosting a backyard barbecue feels less like a summer kickoff and more like a financial decision. Oh yeah, and we got the 4th of July holiday and all that. Between meat prices, propane, sides and drinks, the average host is coughing up nearly $150 to $300 just to feed a modest gathering. That's ridiculous. We need to fight this inflation with fire and fury.
They will be met with fire, fury, and frankly, power, the likes of which this world has never seen before.
That's right. That's the kind of strong talking we need to do about the inflation. Because ground beef is up 12% from a year ago. Steak is up 15% from a year ago. Propane tanks now are what? No. Over $25 a fill. Well, that's true. I remember that a year ago, I think I paid $30. Corn on the cob is more expensive. And as much as I love corn on the cob, especially with a barbecue, especially going to the fair and having it sitting on the grill, and maybe there's some dancing, maybe they got Latina.
Latina Uzi.
No. Don't bring the Uzi by. It's not good. But let's just say at the fair and they've got the corn cooking and it smells so good. Oh, and they dip it in butter. Oh. And then some of you like to put all that, like mayonnaise and other interesting things and seasonings. Yes. But no, I need to stay away from corn. It's not the best thing. I mean, it's all the stuff we add to it that makes it bad for us. As we go outside a cafe anyway, where we bring you Mike's Daily Podcast, somewhere in Podcastro Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Ameritopica. American cheese slices, probably not the best type of cheese, even though it is American. And we're at Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcastro Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Ameritopica, somewhere in Podcastro Valley, the last place on earth. And you know, those cheese slices can be $6 in some places. Hot dogs have seen an increase of over 18% in price. Soda prices have climbed over 11%. What? In the past year. And pickle relish, I don't understand this. It has gone up.
Oh, yes. I know all about how to spot microaggressions and root out privilege.
Can you root out the fact that pickle relish prices are up 50%? From a year ago. Pickle relish. I love pickle relish. Even though when I go to Costco and I get that super cheap pop dog thing and I go to get the pickle relish. I cannot for the life of me squeeze it out of that whatever that pump thing they got is. And I'm pumping it like a madman, and they're trying to carry me away in some kind of a jacket. And you can't get the relish out. But gosh, relish is expensive. I didn't realize how expensive it was. I just saw it on sale at a grocery outlet, and it was a tiny bottle. I forgot what I paid, $3? Anyway.
We have a night to stay. Nee.
You know, if you love pickle relish that much, and you're one of the knights that says knee, perhaps you should just say cucumber, because that's what it is. And I've seen huge cucumbers, like three huge cucumbers, I was able to get recently for $1. And that can be chopped up into little bits, and you've got basically pickle relish. I know it's not the same thing, but it's slightly healthier for you. I do not know exactly what they add to pickle relish. There might be some sugar involved, fructose or whatever. Why not go to the source and go right to the cucumber? Is my question.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Oh no, just watch out for those cucumbers that are just laying there on the floor, and you might slip and fall on one and not be able to get up. And there's a higher cost for beer, for bags of chips, for watermelon. Some watermelon slices, you might be charged more because they sliced it for you. So, oh, you owe them for that work and labor. And you're practically feeding your retirement account to the fire gods, says Rob Black. I produce his podcast.
He's nuts. They're nuts. They know nothing.
And he knows something. He's on AM 1220 KDOW weekday mornings, afternoons rather, at 5 o'clock. And he's on Cron TV. That's when he's on in the morning at 9 o'clock in the morning, Monday through Thursday. So bring your own meat is what some of these parties have turned into, BYOMs, because of the costs that are involved with these type things.
What in the world was that about?
It was a story is what that was about. Look who's here.
Hello, my commercials, my brother, my artist. That was very interesting. And I love to go to barbecues. Ooh.
You know, do you like the pickle relish?
Yes.
Do you like those really weak hot dog buns that taste just like awful?
Yes.
Do you like the potatoes?
You're a very rude person. The way you treat Sarah Huckabee is horrible.
What?
And the way you treat other people are horrible. You shouldn't treat people that way.
I called Sarah Huckabee up the other day, sir, and asked her if she'd like to come over to my barbecue where I had potato salad. Do you like potato salad?
No.
What? She did not want to go. She declined my invitation, Sarah Huckabee. So my point is that, look who else is here.
Hello there, Mike. This is Valentino, the parking attendant.
All right, Mike. Take care. Thank you. Good to see you again.
And look who else is here. I broke up the flow. Sorry, Valentino, continue.
Yeah, this is Valentino, the parking attendant.
And this is Bison Bentley. Do you know that?
Mike, we was interrupted by that lady that said thanks a lot, goodbye, D.
Yeah, goodbye. Do you know that? Goodbye. What the heck? Crazy people. So if we were at a party, this was a recent party. What was the most recent? Oh, Father's Day. There was a Father's Day party. And we were invited by someone, not my father, but some good people that there was fathers present. And the son of one of the fathers, who is about my age, left the party, did an Irish goodbye.
What are you, nuts?
Well, do you know what an Irish goodbye is? Is when you just leave. You just leave without telling a soul. Though I am a lot of Irish in me, I don't have the exact amount percentage-wise how much Irish I have. The last name Matthews should tip you off, but I don't like doing that. I was always the one, the last one at the party, as they were kicking me out. And there's a cool thing about that. You get some extra leftovers if you do that.
There you have a picture of Mohammed bin Salman on your screen.
I don't have a screen. There is no screen. What screen are you talking about, sir? Even though you talk about screens on your show all the time, you are a radio host, so why are you talking about the dang screens? This is the same guy who defiantly said on X on Juneteenth. We are working today, despite this being a federal holiday. He was proud to say that because he defied Juneteenth, the holiday. Absolutely. Now, most time, my company does not allow me to take the, well, they don't give it to you for free to take off. You have to put in for a vacation day. I know a lot of companies do allow you to take the day off. They do give you a holiday day off for that day. Mine does not, but I just think it's ridiculous to brag about that, to think that some kind of you're being defiant about that. I don't know what I think some of it goes back to Biden. Like, people are upset with Biden for helping make that a federal holiday. And because it was a Democrat that made it a federal holiday and they're Republicans, they're going to forever hate the holiday, which is dumb. But whatever. Everyone's got to be angry about something these days. Hey, I'm going to just leave it up to you to be angry and to give me what you think about all of this. You can tell me. Here's the phone number.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
And with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you for listening. It was enjoyable talking to you and hanging out with these wonderful people at Cafe Anyway, and trying to understand barbecues a little bit more clearly. Just be careful, too, about singeing the meat, about making it burnt, because though the name Burnt Ends is cute, that carcinogen inside of there is not the best thing for you, as has been found by countless experts in the food industry and CDC, who's it? Charged the FDA, something like the agriculture people. There, some scientist of some sort is saying don't eat a bunch of burnt, like watch out for the burnt toast, the burnt hot dogs, and all that. It can be bad. Okay. If it's in your body, it revolts against it. Same reason why, like, you shouldn't smoke. And that includes smoking pot. So that's that bit of disclaimer on all of that. But with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you for listening.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.